And yeah, Victoria, talk a little bit about that unique connection that you have down here in Panama City back to South Dakota and the city of Pierre.
Well, it goes back a long way. And my late ex-husband, who was born and raised in Pierre, South Dakota, we lived in Brandon and Sioux Falls for a little bit, and then we got relocated down here because of family. And even though we were divorced, we were always very close. We remained good friends and close family. And he used to take me around South Dakota, and he never took me to see Mount Rushmore, but I did get to see the Corn Palace. So I was always, which I thought was fascinating, you know, at that young age. And when we moved down here, unfortunately, he passed away in, I believe it was 2019, I believe. And I figured that would be the end of the South Dakota connections. But as it turned out, because of the USS Pierre commissioning, you know, and I'm one of the few people who knows how to pronounce it that way down here. And I know the difference between Pierre and Fort Pierre, because Robert was always very fanatical about that. And when he passed away, we actually did a service here, and we also did one in Pierre there at Oahe Dam, where he used to dive. So that I figured once I got back down here, that would be it. But thanks to this commissioning, I've been so blessed to talk to people on the phone, to meet people in person. And one of the first phone calls I got was from a gentleman named Tim Rounds, who called here and said that he and his wife were going to be down here, and they wouldn't be here for the commissioning, but they wanted to see the ship and get some photos. And we got to talking, and I said, yes, it's very sentimental for me too, because my late ex-husband is from there. And he goes, oh, what's his name? And I said, Robert Marone. And he goes, oh, Bing, which was his nickname growing up. And I said, yes, Bing. And he says, yeah, his brother Brady and I were thick as thieves in high school. And so we got to chat about that. And I thought, oh, that was so cool. And I went home and told my daughter about it, who, you know, Robert is her father. And she thought that was the neatest thing. And I thought, oh, well, that's cool. That, you know, once, even one would have been great. And then as it turned out, during our MAC event last night, we had several people from South Dakota come down, including, you know, from Pierre, from, you know, the mayor and the Rotary Club. It turns out that a couple of them also went to high school with him and his siblings. And so it's all been a very happy emotional trek for me to think that I've made those connections. And so I feel like he's still a part of me. He's still here. And to meet those people, it was just, I feel closer to him than ever. And I think it's just so neat that what are the odds that in all the places in the world, it started with that phone call to the one place where I worked. And now it's just become, I hope I maintain relationships with these people, because it's been such a happy emotional ride for me.
Panama City was in competition with two other cities. When you were aware of that process, were you kind of pulling for this to happen down here?
I didn't know anything about it. Actually, I had no clue until our Sean Kim, our head of our military affairs committee, said, you know, this is what's happening. And all of a sudden, and so when the program came across and it said USS Pierre, and then they started talking about South Dakota, and I was like, oh, the Pierre. Okay. I said, okay, Pierre, South Dakota. I know that. But I had no clue as to the forethought about any of this. It was one of those that was dropped in our lap and said, here you go. And so it just, wow, I don't even know how to put it into words.
You've kind of touched on it, but I was going to ask you, what is all of this week-long festivities mean to you? Clearly it means a lot.
It does mean a lot. And I originally, there were lots of things that we weren't going to be involved in. And I kind of touched Sean on the arm and said, this is very sentimental to me because, you know, because Bing was such a big part of my life, and he's from Pierre. He was, you know, born and raised there. And so then he managed to talk to a couple of people and So we, then they, of course, opened up the commissioning to the public. So we were able to get to be a part of that. And the other events have just been, you know, luck of the draw, where we're thankfully we've been able to meet people either beforehand or afterhand or whatnot. And so it's just, I can't tell you how it just fills my heart with joy to have that connection again. And all the way from Pierce, South Dakota to Panama City, Florida, it's just been so amazing. And everybody involved has been amazing, but it's been so great to meet people who are connected with the past, you know, and making it into a future. It's been wonderful.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before I wrap up?
I would like to thank the good people of Pierce, South Dakota. You sent a wonderful bunch of people to represent you. They were all very kind and compassionate and friendly, and they're all very obviously passionate about this commissioning happening. And I hope that I get to get back up there someday and thank everybody personally.